We have a lot of things to bring to you. One of them is about bricks, because our minister is gonna meet someone. They will be going to the bricks meeting, and all of this is available on.
Oh, we hope you're gonna stay tuned with us for the next 6 hours. So please, be with us, yes, and enjoy this.
I'm the only tonight here, making another video. Well, not the sugar frequencies, now just the online streaming. And right now, we'd like to begin with the news. So stay tuned on our service. More from Indonesia, to the world. Sulaiman stated that Indonesia is ready to enhance cooperation in the agricultural sector with Palestine and Japan as a strategic step to strengthen security and boost regional economic growth. He explained that Palestine's agriculture minister is scheduled to visit Indonesia in May 2025 to discuss the agricultural collaboration plan and explore the potential for a long-term partnership between the two countries. Reported by Antara, in addition to the Palestinian minister, Japan's agriculture minister is scheduled to hold an official meeting with the Indonesian government next week to explore new mutually beneficial cooperation in the field of sustainable agriculture. Indonesian Health Ministry deploys 188 officers who are part of Indonesian Hajj Health Clinic team to provide services to Indonesian pilgrims during their Hajj pilgrimage in Saudi Arabia. The Minister of Health Communication and Public Service Bureau, Haji Muhawarman, on Sunday informed these official officers will be deployed in stages, with the first batch scheduled to depart on April 28th. Quoted from Antara, Muhawarman said that these services consist of nurses and specialist doctors to provide health services for Indonesian Hajj pilgrims. Let's know what to use from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
music group Core Project. However, in 1993, he also released a solo album titled Cotton Madagascar. One of the standout tracks from the album is Negri Di Awan, a song he created and produced with his older brother, Andre Monica. Negri Di Awan conveyed the meaning of a loving relationship that adds true color to life. The song also portrays the beauty of the white land in Biang, Central Java, often referred to as the land above the clouds. Listener, here is Cotton Madagascar with Negri Di Awan. Happy listening!
Jangan menyerah.
Digital, you can enjoy directly the programs of all NLE stations across Indonesia, your favorite playlist, inspirational podcast, and latest video news. You can immediately interact with us using like, comment, share, and live chat. NLE Digital, a solution for entertainment and information in your hands. Download now on Google Play and App Store.
You're going to listen to a story about pain. Just like this one, actually, it's about pain. Because people are not going to set a concrete status about your relationship, but the next one will be a country related to pain, but instead it has a lot of meaning, more than the pain itself.
But it will disappear overnight when I apply minyak kayu putih or eucalyptus oil, minyak ayam, curing oil. My lower tonsils was also hit.
Pernah juga yang kepukul urat pergelangan kakinya itu yang di bawah tuh.
That was a statement of Atun Hidayat, the owner of Rancang Gede Sundani Studio, to Eric Ewell for his voice of Indonesia in Majalengka Rhythm Singer Java. He often gets hurt when showing his skill as the lover and conserver of Sampyong from Majalengka. At a glance, it sounds weird and even scary when someone cannot avoid when she is hit.
Itu bahaya itu, jadi jangan sampai berubah gitu.
What dangers is it for you? So just stand still if you are going to be hit, because it will be dangerous. If tortoise near first, those who fall will hurt instead.
Stand still, then hit makes no sense indeed. But it's the uniqueness and characteristics of Sampyong art from Majalengka Rhythm Singer Java. It is a traditional art which is in the brink of extinction. Sampyong art has been performed and has evolved on Java land since Indonesia gained independence, as stated by Kevin Almavi, 67 years old, the successor generation of Sampyong art from Majalengka, who is also a corn farmer in Simpurum Sub-District, Cigasong District, Majalengka Rhythm Singer West Java.
Nama Kevin Almavi, asal dari Kelurahan Simpurum, Kecamatan Cigasong, Kabupaten Majalengka, umur 67.
My name is Kevin Almavi from Simpurum Sub-District, Cigasong District, Majalengka Rhythm Singer. I'm 67 years old. I've been engaging Sampyong art since 60, so I pass this art to the next generation. This also not funny, so Sampyong art came after Indonesia gained independence in about 1946. It used to be a folk art called Ujungan, which uses rotten beetle in the length of 60 cm, with head clover called Balakutak, and made open layers of clothes to avoid hot heat. In about 60s, I research found the art dangers, that it was simplified into Sampyong, in which people hit and are hit for 3 times. Old people said Sampyong came from Chinese descent, maybe accidentally, said Sam Tri Pyong. So Sampyong is three beatings led by a referee called Malandang.
Sampyong itu kebetulan katanya dia kata dari orang tua, ada dulunya itu ada yang melihat dari keturunan Cina itu. Mungkin dengan tidak sadar itu mengatakan Sam itu tiga, Pyong itu pukulan. Jadi Sampyong itu tiga pukulan yang dipimpin oleh satu orang wasit yang disebut Malandang.
Three beatings, that's the essence of Sampyong art from Majalengka. It uses a piece of bamboo in the length of 60 cm, with balakutak or head cover, and it is led by a referee called Malandang. The real art which has existed before the colonial era, as evolved as time goes by, and said by a Sikin, Majalengka cultural observer, and the owner of an art studio in Majalengka, to Eric Ewell for his voice of Indonesia, then we are looking for the existence of Sampyong art in Majalengka Rhythm Singer Java Province. The original Sampyong art, as it said, comes from Kalinan or games of Sefiat.
Sampyong itu awalnya merupakan kaulinan atau permainan anak-anak gembala.
Sampyong used to be cowardly manner or glimpse of shepherd in their shepherd place. If they had free time when cattle is in their flock, they play with steak and heat their bodies. At that time, in about 13th century, it was a popular struggle because it was lovable that it developed in Majalengka, precisely in Cibodas. It was more than a hobby, but power struggle. They then make themselves strong to become beating resistance.
Saat itu, tepatnya abad 13 lah, itu sudah jadi satu ajang adu kekuatan yang populer sekali. Nah, kemudian karena permainan itu disukai, maka di satu wilayah di Majalengka, yaitu tepatnya di Cibodas, kemudian menjadi permainan yang rakyat justru jadi berkembang, menjadi hobi masyarakat di sana untuk bermain itu lebih daripada permainan biasa. Mereka menjadikan itu sebagai ajang adu kekuatan lah. Nah, ketika itu berkembang menjadi adu kekuatan, mereka pun kemudian berusaha untuk memperkuat diri sendiri, mempersakti diri untuk jadi tahan pukul.
Wait, as it in fact, some real art evolution still continues from Kalinan or Soviet games in Majalengka becomes hobby from power struggle to make themselves strong to become breeding resistance. As it in edit, Kalinan or Soviet change when foreigners like Dutch and Chinese came to Java Land.
Kemudian, pada saat Belanda datang dan kemudian... When Dutch and Chinese people came, they also liked playing breeding games, but they had their own regulation in the 1960s. First, not hitting head, fetal part, and under thigh. Only 3 deep, so it means sampyeong. Chinese people say sound is 3, gyeong is deep. So no more battle after 3. In the long run, the regulation tends to be self-defense, and it's hiking one-hour style with accompaniment instruments. Gendang puncak, tampul, gendang traditional drum, and trumpet, accompanying tupakan puncak, and pantundung, tepat dua, or two taps, means palerenan, and it's sounded during the performance.
Dimasukkan alat di pengiring gendang puncak, tampul, kemudian gendang dan trompet. Mengiringi dengan tepakan puncak, baik padundung, tepat dua, atau apa gitu. Biasanya palerenan, yang itu bisa ditabuh sepanjang mereka bermain.
In Sampyeong, there's a regulation, and at that time, people still loved Sampyeong. Usually it was included in festivals. The participants were in groups or individuals, so they did not come to represent a group or communal.
Listener, Akin Hidayat, Sampyeong art lover and preserver, made a similar statement that playing Sampyeong art from Majalengka is unique enough. It is not only attacking the opponent as powerful as possible, but also movement and dance to hit or to be hit. Should follow the rhythm of accompaniment music, consisting of West Java traditional musical instruments like gendang pencak, tempur, and trompet.
Tapi yang bikin asiknya itu musiknya sebetulnya. What makes it fun is the music. It lives up to that.
Bikin senang ada balik lagi ke ditonton gitu.
Moreover, I think that in some art festivals in Majalengka, mandan or referee can get confused to determine participants of Sampyeong art.
Kenyataannya kalau kita misalnya if we hold performance, many people want to join. If Sampyeong lovers join, mandan will get overwhelmed to choose participants.
Malandarnya sampai kerepot menentukan mana yang dipilih gitu istilahnya.
Listener, you can imagine a referee can be overwhelmed to determine who wants to get free heart beatings and how long the artist performs Sampyeong art.
Itu tergantung yang ngatur waktunya itu kan malandarnya.
It depends on how Malandang or referee manage time. Sometimes, after one beating, the player goes wild while dancing to ease the pain. The player usually has 10 to 15 minutes.
Istirahat apa supaya gak terlalu sakit mungkin kakinya, ataupun apa ya gitu. 10-15, satu kali, satu ronde lah gitu istilahnya, satu ronde, satu pemain itu biasanya dikasih kesempatan sekitar 10-15 menit.
That's what makes Sampyeong art from Majalengka fun. Regarding extinction, Majalengka Sampyeong art, I can edit that she would keep promoting Sampyeong art from Majalengka.
Ada saya bahkan sering lah istilahnya di jaring sosial.
I often see Sampyeong art coverage in social networks like Facebook or Twitter. I also have written in my blog about documented Sampyeong art performance, or I invite local journalists to make it more alive and more popular among young generation. That's the point.
Intensive approach to preserve Majalengka Sampyeong art continues to be done, not only by Aten, Asikin, or Manchurin Omawi, but also by Majalengka Regency Youth and Sport, Culture and Tourism Service, as told by Head of Majalengka Regency Youth and Sport, Culture and Tourism Service, Serapi, to add evil service when coming to the office.
Terima kasih berkaitan dengan seni Sampyeong dan seni Kau.
Thank you for your concern about Sampyeong art and Kau art or other Majalengka arts. We always do promotion through media, both France and electronic media, besides taking part in arts festivals, especially in their cities and West Java. Because to us, the new arts, namely Sampyeong and Kau, are traditional arts, which are almost extinct. But we are optimistic that with all efforts, we can even lift up extinct arts to West Java potential level, like Kanampuling dance. Kau and Sampyeong need lifting up. We need to include them in contests and festivals. We always try to preserve traditional arts and sports through festivals and media. We have many working partners in media to especially promote art and culture in Majalengka Regency.
Kalau khususnya seni Sampyeong dan seni Kau, memang ini perlu kita angkat nanti ya. Kita lombakan atau kita festivalkan ya. Berbagai upaya kesenian daerah, baik kesenian maupun olahraga tradisional yang berbau budaya, ini senantiasa kita upayakan melalui festival-festival dan juga media. Mitra kerja kami di media banyak sekali, itu yang kontrak dengan kita, khusus untuk mempromosikan seni budaya yang ada di Kabupaten Majalengka.
Majalengka Art Preservation Program has been done in a sustainable way, especially Sampyeong Art. Head of Youth, Sport, Culture and Tourism Service, Wasman, said, Sampyeong Art will continue to be preserved by giving a new package.
Sebenarnya untuk Sampyeong tidak terlalu sulit ya.
Sampyeong art is actually not hard to preserve because people in Majalengka have been familiar to Sampyeong. So the art is always performed at every event. People call it Ngari of Jajatan. Power struggle means knowledge struggle to compete in the field. Sampyeong art in Majalengka always carries its shape, agility, contest, and puncak. Sampyeong has been popular and familiar. It's all about more attractive package without removing balance, image, or fun.
Aminkan di pekarangan di Sampyeong. Eksel Sampyeong di Majalengka ini selalu disatukan pegelarannya kalau di masyarakat. Selalu disatukan dengan petangkasan domba atau dengan pegelaran kuda pencak. Kalau orang Sumedang menyebutnya kuda renggong. Kalau di sini kuda pencak. Ya, ada bedanya. Sedikit orang Majalengka. Dan Sampyeong ini sudah dikenal dan memasyarakat. Barangkali tinggal hanya pengemasan supaya lebih menarik dan tidak menimbulkan image kerasan dan sebagainya. Nah, itu hanya permainan saja.
Listener, Sampyeong art from Majalengka, according to Wasman, has attracted foreign tourists to visit Majalengka and watch Sampyeong art from the region.
Untuk
Although some of in fact, local and international tourists, including some private TV stations, have asked us to watch some film art performance. So we performed some film art in TVNS Village, and it was covered by private TV stations and watched by foreign tourists. They actually want to see what some film art is, and it's interesting enough. They find it interesting because violence art can become entertainment in the form of beating each other with no revenge and hatred, but humor, louder, and so on.
Cukup menarik dengan seni kekerasan tapi tidak melaksanakan kekerasan gitu, tapi hiburan seni kekerasan tapi hiburan, itu hiburannya dengan saling pukul tetapi tidak ada dendam atau tidak ada benci, tapi dilaksanakan dengan penuh humor, tertawa, sorak-sorai dan sebagainya.
Furthermore, Wasman revealed that some film art which started from Soviet games in Majalinka now attracts foreign tourists to come to see some film art attraction typically from Majalinka.
Siapa yang sih yang pernah datang dari Amerika kemudian dari Prancis?
The foreign tourists come from the US, France and Australia. Some came to do a research on some film art. They are also from Pakistan and Europe, like England and Norway. But they do not come in coverage, but 2 to 3 people only. There are also Mexicans, Americans and South Americans playing musical instruments called Santapana in Jatiwangi, while doing research on arts including some film art.
Orang-orang Mexico, Amerika, kemudian dari Amerika Latin yang belajar membuat alat musik dari tanah liat yang disebut Santapana di Jatiwangi Art Factory. Di Jatiwangi sekalian mereka juga penelitian tentang seni-seni di Majalinka termasuk some film dangdut.
Wasman added that following the increasing number of foreign tourists to watch some film art, Majalinka Regency Youth Sport Culture and Tourism Service will keep preserving art intensively.
Yang pertama mungkin memberikan kesempatan
first giving a chance to art studio to perform both in the level of Regency or out of Majalinka Regency. In the anniversary of Majalinka, for instance, or historical days and state food events like in Pendopo, Javanese traditional pavilion and services, anniversary of Kuningan Regency and Purwakarta Regency, and even at Indonesia Miniature Park. We have also performed some film in Gaut at Monas, our national monument, in its anniversary. The farthest one could be in Batam for Gemar Nusantara event. We also participated in Porseni Sports and Arts Competition in 8 regencies of Border City in West Java and Central Java Art and Culture Event in West Java, some film dance SNK Putra Nusantara Majalinka Art Professional School, and we also provide art equipment like a set of gamelan traditional music for some art studios. A set of gendang pencak sam has been proposed to support some film art.
Karena rutin dilaksanakan event kesenian dan olahraga atau Porseni, 8 kabupaten kota perbatasan Jawa Barat Jawa Tengah, kemudian tingkat Jawa Barat pada event Jawa Barat, pada gelaran seni budaya Jawa Barat yang baru-baru dilaksanakan, kami juga menggelarkan tari sampyong dari SMK Kesenian Putra Nusantara Majalengka. Kami juga memberikan bantuan alat kesenian ke beberapa sanggar, seperangkat teman untuk mendukung juga yang sedang dinanti dan diusulkan itu seperangkat alat kendang pencak sama untuk mendukung seni sampyong.
Indonesia is rich in folk stories from each region, whose legend remains well maintained until now. No matter what sampyong art from Majalengka is, as an Indonesian nation, we should be proud and preserve Indonesian art and culture. Sampyong art is still favorable until now, both among old and young generation, as well as among various groups of people in some regions in West Java, particularly Majalengka Regency. As the source is that, sampyong art from Majalengka, which is on the brink of extinction, can be preserved through innovation, without changing standard of sampyong art totally.
Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 33 to 5 kHz and 475 kHz. and via streaming on realworldnews.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you. Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Kisarani, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
We'll be right back.